Now, more on the coalition talk. Superannuation is something dear to Winston Peters' heart. National want to gradually raise the age to 67 from 2037, extend the time you have to live in New Zealand to qualify from 10 to 20 years. So could National budge? Now, superannuation researcher Michael Littlewood is with me. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Larry.
Do you see National moving on any of their policies on superannuation?
Larry, I think it's quite significant that neither of those two changes that you've just mentioned were actually legislated. And I suspect that National, when it made those announcements in March this year, had an eye on the election and on the negotiations that would follow.
The length of time you have to live here before you get super, that's a fair thing, isn't it? That's reasonable. Would Winston Peters want to extend that?
He wants it, based on speeches before the election, he wants it extended to 25 years. So 20 years, 25 years, I don't think that either of those two make any material difference. But what is more significant, I think, is that Winston Peters wants to get rid of the deduction for overseas pensions, which New Zealand applies to New Zealand superannuation if you have an overseas equivalent pension. And that would cost about $350 million a year at the moment.
What about raising the age? Mr. Peters wants to keep it at 65, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And again, I don't think there's too much in this because New Zealand doesn't face a fiscal crisis on New Zealand superannuation. If we are to make any changes, that's going to be considerably outside the life of either of the two parties that we're now talking about.
Right, so you don't see any problems here, no problems with Labour on any of this?
No, I think Labour probably is much aligned with the government on the age. I really don't know what Labour thinks about this, but they do. I guess all the parties are in agreement that they're going to restart contributions to the New Zealand Superannuation Fund.
Okay, thank you very much. That is Michael Littlewood, superannuation researcher, onto the minimum wage in the economy. New Zealand First wants to raise the minimum wage by almost a quarter to $20 an hour. At the same time, he wants to cut the company tax rate from 28% to 25%. And it goes even lower for export-generated revenue, which would be taxed at 20%. Business NZ CEO Kirk Hope is with me. Morning, Kirk.
Good morning.
The minimum wage hike offset by the tax cut, how do you think this will go with Mr. Peters?
Well, I mean, I think you have to consider the whole thing as a package. And what New Zealand First have also said is that there's some tax breaks for training as well. So rather than just say, oh, it's a minimum wage increase or it's a business tax break, it's actually a package. So if there was only one of those components, for example, if it was just a big increase to the minimum wage, that would be a big problem. Mm. So I think that it is a policy that's reasonably well thought through for them.
Right. Is it a policy that both National and Labour could buy into?
I think for Labour, interesting, for Labour they could buy into the minimum wage increase. I'm not sure that they could buy into the business tax break offset. And for National, they could certainly buy into the business sort of tax break offset and some of the training tax breaks, but I'm not sure that they can buy into the minimum wage increase.
But here's the interesting thing, Kirk, isn't it? I mean, countries around the world are cutting company taxes, and eventually we'll have to cut anyway. So this plan by Mr. Peters is actually not totally ridiculous, is it?
It's not totally ridiculous. It's actually pretty well thought out. When you think about the sort of offset in terms of, increasing, as you say, by minimum wage by sort of nearly 25%. You've got to have some sort of offset. And when you look at it, we've said from a Business New Zealand perspective, we need to retain a really, really competitive business tax rate to remain competitive around the world. So it's reasonably well thought out policy.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you. That is Business NZ CEO Kirk Hope.